Son, never stop learning.
Over 1,000 distinct species. That number alone should stop you cold. The Pokemon world has cataloged more than 10 unique creatures across its known regions, and that figure keeps climbing. What makes this remarkable isn't the count itself, it's the biological logic underneath it. The concept of Pokemon was originally inspired by creator Satoshi Tajiri's childhood passion for insect collecting and observation. He wasn't dreaming up monsters. He was systematically cataloging living things, the same way a field biologist would. That origin matters, Alina, because it means Pokemon aren't random fantasy. They are a structured biological universe, built on the same principles that govern real animal life. Think of the animals you already know well. Cats are solitary, territorial hunters with retractable claws and a predatory instinct that drives every behavior. Dogs are pack-oriented, emotionally attuned, and built for endurance. Now meet Meowth, a bipedal feline Pokemon with a coin on its forehead and a fascination with shiny objects. Or Growlithe, a loyal, fire-breathing canine that bonds fiercely with its trainer. The biological blueprint is unmistakable. These creatures carry the core behavioral and physical architecture of their real-world counterparts, then layer on something extraordinary, an elemental affinity. That affinity, fire, water, grass, electric, and many more, is what separates Pokemon from ordinary wildlife. It isn't decoration. It shapes how a creature feeds, where it lives, and how it defends itself. For example, a fire type like Growlithe thrives in warm, dry environments, while a water type like Vaporeon is physiologically adapted to aquatic habitats. Type is survival strategy, written into biology. The Pokemon world's geography drives this diversity hard. Volcanic craters produce fire types forged in extreme heat. Deep ocean trenches harbor water and psychic types adapted to crushing pressure and total darkness. Dense forests shelter grass and bug types that rely on camouflage and chemical signals. This is real ecological logic. The National Geographic coverage of Pokemon science highlights how creatures like Sudowoodo demonstrate genuine mimicry, a documented survival strategy in real-world biology. Sudowoodo disguises itself as a tree to avoid predators. That's not a quirky design choice. That's the same adaptive behavior seen in stick insects and leaf-tailed geckos. The Pokemon world, Alina, is essentially a compressed field guide to ecological adaptation, stretched across impossible habitats. Now, the role of a Pokemon trainer is where things get genuinely fascinating. A trainer isn't just a competitor. The key idea here is that trainers function simultaneously as field researchers and strategic coaches. They observe creature behavior, document species interactions, and build relationships with individual Pokemon, much like an ethologist studying animal cognition. Then they apply that knowledge in battle, reading opponents and making split-second decisions. Remember that Tajiri's original vision was rooted in the act of collecting and studying. The Pokédex, the trainer's biological field guide, exists precisely because understanding a creature's nature is the foundation of working with it effectively. That means the trainer role rewards curiosity and observation just as much as competitive instinct. Sound familiar? If you've ever tried to understand why your cat slow blinks at you, or why your dog reads your pointing gesture so precisely, you've already been doing trainer-level behavioral analysis. Here is the takeaway that ties everything together. Pokemon are not monsters. They are diverse biological entities, each shaped by habitat, ecological role, and elemental affinity. What the series calls evolution is scientifically closer to metamorphosis, the rapid, dramatic physical transformation seen when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, not the slow generational drift of Darwinian evolution. A caterpie doesn't gradually change over thousands of years. It transforms completely, driven by internal biological triggers. That distinction is critical. It means every Pokemon carries within it the potential for radical reinvention. The creature you start with is not the creature you end with. And understanding the biology of what it is right now, its type, its habitat, its behavioral instincts, is exactly what prepares you for what it will become. That is the foundation this entire course builds on, Alina, and it starts with seeing Pokemon not as game pieces, but as living systems.